You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
Forecast for the rest of today, a touch of a south to southwesterly wind or high hitting the upper 40s. Now, a fast-moving front coming our way tonight, clouds streaming in, a low near 30 or so, and we cannot rule out a few passing rain or snow showers, and we do have a chance for a few snow showers for parts of our Thursday. Highs are holding in the low 30s. Falling to the upper teens by Thursday night, partly sunny on Friday, the high back to the low 30s. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
47 downtown and at the big airport, 46 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us anywhere you go. I'm Will Starrett, News 98.1 KMBZ.
Going to be your artist of the day, and I'm totally fine with that. You want me to watch this?
Well, just wait. If you have not seen this video, we're going to put it on our Facebook page. It's so funny, but it's so aggravating. You know, people are going around all over town stealing stuff off people's porches. It drives me crazy. So that if you have a big Amazon box coming, you know, what? I don't want to put a percentage to it, but there is a good chance if you have something large delivered to your front porch and someone is driving by right now, they're going to swipe it. We see this every year before Christmas. And so people have gotten creative with trying to deter idiots from driving by and stealing their stuff. You've heard about the Ring camera, mm-hmm. which is your doorbell camera. Off of James A. Reed Road, a homeowner was fed up with missing things, and I'm missing a couple things right now, but I don't know. Were they delivered? Were they not delivered? Were they I don't know. And so this guy was fed up with it and put a large Amazon box on the front porch. You can see it from the street.
It's big. It's about 3 feet tall, a foot wide.
And sure enough, here comes this idiot walking up the drive where he does not belong.
This is in South Kansas City. They're called porch pirates.
And just play it and then listen. You got to make sure your sound's up.
Oh, I do?
Yep. Sound's got to be on.
It's clean?
Here he comes. Yep.
Is it clean?
It's clean. He comes walking up to the door.
You know how this always works for you and me.
Well, they played it on Channel 9, so it's clean. Here he's walking.
He touches the box and the alarm goes off in the box.
It's my favorite.
He takes off running.
Video
he's fat.
Of the week. Tubby McTub Tub trying to steal this guy's stuff goes running.
Here he comes. He just closed his door. I'm going to steal this package here. If you don't mind, look around to my right, left. Oh, my God, that's annoying.
Now, somebody wrote in and said they thought.
Dork.
He said either before or after he gets in the car, which I don't know how you would hear that. Either it's okay or just wait or something, as if there's someone else in the car. Somebody said, do you think he has his kid with him in the car?
By the way, the owner of the home was in Colorado at the time.
Yep. And got an alert that somebody's on your front porch. I didn't realize the Ring camera records everything. You don't have to ring the doorbell. I didn't realize that. Whatever system he has set up records this because this yahoo's in his driveway.
All right, I'm going to fast forward through the video. Is it still going off? Then they do it in slow motion.
Now,
that's the first time that guy's run in months.
When he comes up to the front porch, it's a little grainy, but I'm telling you,
I don't think so.
If you know him, you would know who this is. And he's in what looks to be like a blue or gray sedan. Here he comes. You would know him if you know who that is. I'm telling you, if you know him, you'd be like, well, that's Bob. And I hope they catch him.
What do you do to him? He didn't steal anything. What's the crime?
I guess I didn't think about it like that. Is it trespassing, at least?
So anybody on your property that you don't want on your property is trespassing?
There has to be a crime there.
What's the crime? He didn't take anything.
He
did not break into your property.
Tried to take that box.
He touched the box.
He put
attempted
it down.
Burglary.
It's attempted. It's attempted theft.
It's not burglary. Burglary, yeah, you have to get into the house. Maybe attempted theft, which would be a misdemeanor at best.
Here's why I want him caught.
Nothing serious.
Here's why I want him caught. What will happen if someone calls Kansas City police and says, I know exactly who this is. He's been taking stuff off porches for months. They get a warrant. They go to his house. They find all of the stuff he's stolen that he then turns around and posts for sale on Craigslist or Facebook Swap and Shop. New with tags, golf bag. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is not, he was not randomly a law-abiding citizen, saw a package one day and thought, gosh, I have never broken a law in my life, but right now that Amazon box looks too good to pass up.
Maybe he's a UPS driver off duty, just making sure
that
the boxes are going to the proper addresses.
Back to check on the address, please.
Just, you know, I know I delivered that box a couple, 3 hours ago. Was that the right address or not? Huh.
You don't think they charge him with anything?
No, I don't think they're going to waste their time. In Kansas City, Missouri, they've got much bigger fish to fry than that. If he had stolen it, yes. If he was a successful, and I use that in air quotes, successful porch pirate, yeah. But I think the best part is that he runs like a little small child because he's so fat. And he's now on TV in Kansas City, being played on the radio. We've, I think, linked to our Twitter and Facebook page the video, and so he's been made a fool. He's a thief, or would-be thief.
That's part of my question is, don't you think in this day and age, these idiots just assume they are going to be caught on tape? Wouldn't you just, everyone has a Ring camera now. It's one of the top things I saw. A girlfriend of mine said the other day, I'm finally getting one. Which brand do I get?
Ring.
And everyone weighed in with what brand should you get.
See, isn't it weird? Ring camera has become Xerox.
Isn't it funny?
Or Kleenex.
Yeah.
It's just become the name you use to describe a product, even though it is a name brand of a product. Can you pass me a Kleenex? Well, it's not Kleenex. It's Best Buy tissue.
Right. You know what
Same
I mean.
Difference. Give me the damn Kleenex. 576-7798. What should be done with people like this other than public embarrassment, which is easy with everybody having a Ring camera these days? What do we do? I mean, do we need to get serious about this?
And if so, what would the punishment be? 6 months? 3 months? Restitution?
Oh, I don't think you throw anybody in prison for stealing a box off your front porch.
It's not one. What if it's 1,000?
Well, then that's a multitude of crimes, and yes, I would put that person in jail. 576-7798. Rod Babcock, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Speaking of home, you've heard me bragging about Lightning Landscape and Irrigation. They will spruce up your home here. But did you also know, for the last 14 years, they have done so many properties at the Lake of the Ozarks. If you have a lake house that you have shut down for the winter, now is the time to get on their schedule. Have all of the work done that you need done at your lake house, and then you go down and enjoy it once better weather is here. They are a full-service landscape, lawn, and irrigation contractor, and they will do custom-made fire pits in block or stone and mortar. They install pumps and sprinkler systems specifically designed for the lake. They've been doing that work for decades. They are the absolute best in the business. Whether you need landscape, hardscape, or irrigation, they'll do that work for you here in the Kansas City area. And yes, they will do that work down at the Lake of the Ozarks as well, with an A-plus BBB rating, by the way. 913-441-3900 is the number to call. 913-441-3900 or lightning-landscape.com.
Oh, wait till after 4. PETA has done it again. That is a vein in my head popping story.
I was saving that for you for 5 o'clock.
Have you seen the PETA story that came out overnight? Oh my word. Since my vein already popped out when I read it earlier, I'm going to save it for 4 just to watch your vein pop out.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Maria in Kansas City. Maria, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
Great. Hey, I just wanted to jump on something that you said earlier when you said that Kansas City Police Department has bigger fish to fry than somebody who's walking around picking up packages, seeing if they're worth taking or not. And I'm really tired of that kind of mindset, especially in Kansas City. I drive all over Kansas and Missouri, for example, and in the greater Kansas City area, and at least 1 out of every 3 temporary Missouri license plates that I see are expired, something like, you know, sometimes 6-8 months. And it's that kind of, well, we have bigger fish to fry, I think, that makes the petty crime escalate and then makes the larger crime escalate. So I'm kind of tired of that kind of argument. And, you know, I'd never want to live in some of the more, say, anal parts of Kansas City as far as, you know, jumping all over you if your grass is a little bit too long. But there's an understanding that letting the smaller things go leads to an allowance of the bigger things. So that's just what I wanted to comment on.
Define anal.
I think I know what you mean now. Like, they tend to be persnickety about certain things mm-hmm. that don't make sense, like weeds, but let other things go that could lead to bigger crimes.
Well, yeah, or just places that are so uptight about, you know, the color of your house. Does it coordinate with the lampshades?
Right.
You know, I won't say the city, but it rhymes with Teawood, for example. But anyway, that's just what I wanted to weigh in, and I got to go, guys, but thanks so much. You guys are a great way to unwind after work or at least get upset about something else that's not work.
All right.
Maria, thank you.
Thank you very much.
And you always point out, Scott, and this is true, Timothy McVeigh was pulled over for a license plate infraction.
Like, I am anally clean.
And I beg your pardon?
We got it.
I've been having to basically, like,
she's anally clean.
How to do chores to him. It's awful.
She's anally clean.
Is it
Bless
me or
her heart.
Did Maria just now sound a little bit like the woman in that clip from 4 years ago?
I know what she was trying to say. She said some of the more anal parts of Kansas City. What she meant...
Butthole parts?
...was codes and enforcement for things that you're like, really, don't we have bigger fish to fry here?
Well, but hang on for just a second, because...
I'm just curious, what parts of Kansas City might these be?
It rhymes with Creewood.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. But
I just want to know what the more anal parts of Kansas City were.
Well, as long as they're anally clean... I think Leawood can be described as anally clean. It's a very nice city.
Very clean.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
But she was knocking the folks who, like Leawood, where they get on you for your weeds being too high. You know, the old noxious weed ordinance, which is what it's called. Never figured out how the word noxious gets in there, but whatever.
Well, if they're not noxious, you're fine.
So if they're obnoxious,
it's
okay.
If your weeds are noxious, we can't have that.
So, okay. But she was knocking, with all due respect to Maria, cities like Leawood or Creewood that go after you for your weeds being too high and not taking care of other things that are more important, but yet knocking me for saying that Kansas City, Missouri had bigger things to worry about than somebody stealing a box off a porch.
Well, everyone has their continuum, I suppose, of what is acceptable on one end of the law and what is not on the other end.
Okay.
Like, I am anally clean.
And I beg your pardon?
We got it.
I've been having to basically, like...
She's anally clean.
...how to do chores to him. It's awful.
She's anally clean.
Ryan in Kansas City. Ryan, hello, my friend.
Hi, Ryan.
Hey, sorry, I'm in the car wash right now. Bad timing. Can you hear me?
Yes. You. Okay. Let's bring you back when you get to the rent cycle.
Let's go. Eric in Olathe. Hello, Eric.
Hello, first time call. Enjoyed the show.
Thank you very much. You're very kind.
Just a couple. I'd like a couple comments on the theft itself. In the state of Missouri, anything over $500 is a felony.
Correct.
So I'm thinking on that electronic equipment, I think it could very well be over $500. So the guy could be charged with a felony.
But wait a minute. He never took it. He did not steal it because the alarm went off.
And as you guys said earlier, it could be considered attempted theft or attempted theft.
Okay.
So they could still charge with that. And again, by not charging or police involvement, just for guys, what you guys are doing, talking about it, putting, you know, in the media, putting the space on it, stuff like that. You know, public shame and everything goes a long way and everything. Mm-hmm. So it's great for you guys to talk about these things and you know, talk about these yahoos, you know, doing stuff like that and, you know, kind of let people be aware about these things, and which is pretty cool.
All right, man. Hey, thank you for it. Ryan, if you will hang on long enough to get through that
spot rent cycle,
god-awful spot rents you're in, you are next, my friend. 576-7798 to the newsroom, and we'll stare it.
Farewell from D.C. More next.
Hey, we all love great food, and you, my friends, are going to love Omaha Steaks. I happened upon them a couple, 3 years ago. Hello, I am in love, and you will be too. Send the holiday gift that families across America have loved for more than 100 years. Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher since 1917. Order with complete confidence. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving an amazing limited-time offer just to listeners of Dana and Parks when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code word PARKS in the search bar. You'll get 74% off Omaha Steaks family gift package, originally $195. Now just $49.99. We got it at our home, and everybody in our family loves Omaha Steaks. Order now, and you will get 4 hand-cut top sirloin steaks, 2 premium pork chops, 4 chicken fried steaks, 4 Omaha Steaks burgers, 4 kielbasa sausages, all beef meatballs, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, plus get 4 more burgers for free. We love Omaha Steaks. They're a fifth-generation family-owned company with more than 100 years of experience. Again, get this limited-time package for only $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com. Type Parks in the search bar and add the family gift package to your cart. omahasteaks.com.
3:30 in Kansas City, I'm Will Starrett.
A national day of mourning, the death of President George H.W. Bush. Right now, his flag-draped casket with his family are headed back to Texas for a viewing at a Houston church, and private funeral tomorrow and burial in College Station. This is not long after a state funeral at Washington's National Cathedral. Presidential historian John Meekham.
On his watch, a wall fell in Berlin. A dictator's aggression did not stand, and doors across America opened to those with disabilities.
The eulogy by his son, President George W. Bush.
Your decency, sincerity, and kind soul will stay with us forever. So through our tears, let us know the blessings of knowing and loving you, a great and noble man, the best father a son or daughter could have.
Mr. Bush's casket. We'll head to Houston. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Traffic and weather together next.
Dana right here. Ladies, give yourself the gift of comfort all day long. And all you have to do is go to thirdlove.com. I've been bragging about Third Love, wearing Third Love for more than 2 years. I'm up to 6 of them in my wardrobe. And if you, like me, would go into one of these big box stores and you could never find the perfect fitting bra, it's because you haven't tried thirdlove.com. I thought, is this going to work? It's online. It works. Go online to thirdlove.com. Take their very quick fit finder quiz. They have used tens of thousands of women's measurements to get the perfect fit for every woman that goes to thirdlove.com. I was actually talking to a woman the other day about it. She said they use staff members as models for their new sizes and fabrics. And let's talk about sizes. They have cups from A through H, bands up to 48. These are so popular. The Huffington Post did an entire article about this company, thirdlove.com, and what it is doing for women. You can find that article out there. They dropped it this week. Cups A through H, bands up to 48, hands down the most sizes of any brand out there. You know, 50% of women fall in between standard sizes. Third Love actually has half cup sizing. You're going to love it. Tagless labels, straps that don't slip, ultra soft smoothing fabrics. Ah, that's what you do when you put it on, not when you take it off. You're going to love it. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. Right now, they're offering my listeners 15% off. Go to thirdlove.com/KMBZ. Find your perfect fit today. Get 15% off. thirdlove.com/KMBZ for 15% off today.
Plenty of sunshine in the forecast for the afternoon time. Our highs are climbing to the upper 40s. Front coming our way, clouds streaming in tonight, and a few passing rain or snow showers may form. Overall chances for wet weather low are low at 30. We're stuck in the low 30s throughout our Thursday. A few snow showers are possible. Cloudy through Thursday night to low upper teens. Right now we're looking at dry weather Friday and straight through the weekend. We stay on the colder side of things into the low to mid 30s. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
Right now, 45 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us anywhere you go. I'm Will Starrett. News 98.1 KMBZ.
She took down a photograph of our wedding day. Ripped it down the middle and threw my half away. And I got nobody to blame. I got nobody to blame but me.
She broke from the text line.
My fishing rods, my guns and
Dana Rod Scott, I'm going to go poop in a box. I'm going to put a sign on it that reads, "Don't take my ass." If that gets stolen off my porch, they were warned.
That is true.
Here's one. Listen to this. I'm an Amazon driver. I deliver packages in my own car.
Yeah.
Tell people to stop following me or they will get shot.
Okay, real quick. I'm glad.
People follow him in his Amazon car?
I'm glad he just brought that up. So we were across the street on Thanksgiving Day. My husband and I were.
Mm-hmm.
And a car pulled up in front of our house. We were quite a ways away. We were over on the golf course. And we saw the car pull up to the house. And he said, "Are you expecting somebody?" And I go, "No." It was like a small sedan.
Okay.
Guy gets out of the car, starts walking up to the front door. And I'm like, okay, this is creeping me out. Who is this? Who is coming to our front door? It's Thanksgiving. He got out with the package. Walked up to the front door, and I thought, oh my gosh, this must be Amazon. I did not realize they drove in their private cars. So he puts the package on the porch.
Now, on Thanksgiving
Day? On Thanksgiving Day. Listen to this.
That sucks.
He then, this is what it looked like to me from, 50, 60 yards away, took his phone out and took a photo of the delivered package on the front porch.
Proof that he delivered.
Proof that it's delivered. I said, oh my gosh, that's an Amazon guy. I had no idea that they drove their own cars. And then he took a picture. I said, well, that's a good idea. At least they now know, okay, this has been delivered. So if they are not in identifiable cars, you just drive the car you drive.
Mm-hmm.
Is this texter saying people follow him because they know he has packages in the car?
Yes, to see where they leave them and how large they are.
You have got to be kidding me. Why don't they do that with post office people?
Because it would be a federal offense.
That's a federal crime.
Okay.
Taking somebody's mail is a federal crime.
Then why isn't taking somebody's Amazon package? That's mail.
It's not mail. It's a delivery.
It hasn't gone through the United States Postal Service.
Okay.
Or as we like to call it, Rod, the USPS.
Then yes, why indeed. Don't they reclassify Amazon boxes as mail?
I don't know. You'll have to ask George Washington and Thomas Jefferson.
Yes, I'm serious.
They can't get a law passed to get people to stop taking massive amounts of opiates and dying in the streets.
They can't.
Do you really think they're going to pass a law to save your box?
Speaking of laws, they can't get a law passed to get telemarketers to stop calling me on my cell phone all of a sudden.
Which 100% of Americans want.
That's exactly right. I have received 6 phone calls today telling me that they're willing to forgive my student loan. Well, I've never had a student loan in my life.
Well, maybe if you'd made those payments, they wouldn't be needing to be calling
you. I don't
have
to make any payments to something I've never taken out. But Rod, 100% of Americans are fed up with getting these robocalls on their cell phones starting at 8:01 a.m. every day and not concluding until 9 p.m. every night. I've already received six today, and Congress hasn't passed a single bill to alleviate me from this problem because they are in the pockets of these yahoos.
Well, yeah, they get paid not to pass those bills.
That's exactly right.
I want to go back to this Amazon guy getting followed around.
It's not a crime.
They've
got to
all be
someone
driving around like they're being spied on by the CIA. I would be actually nervous to have that job right now.
It is a state crime to steal an Amazon package from your porch. It is a federal crime to steal mail from your mailbox.
Hmm.
That's fact. Ryan, are you done in that car wash yet?
Yeah, I am. How clean? Get it cleaned out.
How clean is your car right now?
My car is sparkling white now. Mm.
Is it anally clean?
Anally clean, just like my father likes it.
Okay, okie dokie.
Hey, Scott. Hey, you know, I have mad respect for you. I appreciate the opportunity up there to work with you guys a little bit.
All right, I know who this is. Thank you, man. You're very kind, brother.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. See. Here's the deal. I had ordered a heated hoodie a couple weeks ago, and it was through Home Depot, and they use FedEx. And, you know, I think FedEx is a second-rate shipping company and not very good, apparently, because they said they dropped the package off. We have one of those ring bells. There was no sign of him showing up. So we called and they said they'd do an investigation. Well, we said, you can do all the investigating you want, but, you know, I kind of need to get what I paid for, you know. So it's not just the thieves on the street stealing packages. It's the drivers as well, I think.
Well, or there's some kind of hang up. Here's the third arm of what could be happening. Some kind of hang up at the computer site where, let's say, you go in, I'm going to pay for this. I would like this. They're then on back order, and 3 weeks later, you still don't have it. 8 weeks later, you still don't have it. It could also be a hang-up on that end. I don't know that professional drivers, and I understand, Ryan, what you're getting at. If you're a professional driver, about the dumbest thing you can do is start stealing your own packages, because then all of those people call from your route that are expecting things. Now, does it happen? You know, once in a blue moon, you'll get the errant postal service worker where you know, they'll find 4,000 pieces of mail in someone's trunk on a routine traffic stop.
But that's not because he was stealing it. He just didn't want to deliver it.
He didn't want to deliver it.
He's like, I'm done for the day. It's 5 o'clock. I am out. 5-7. See, I'm getting another one right now from San Francisco, California.
Answer it.
I can't put them on the air without their permission.
Like they're going to sue you?
I'm not gonna be fined.
Oh, good Lord.
Aaron, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. Long time listener, long time caller.
Yes.
The thing with the stealing of small packages or even, you know, the shoplifting or whatnot, those all lead to people doing bigger crimes because they got away with smaller crimes. Now, it might say that they need to prosecute these people to the fullest, you know, to, you know, throw everybody in jail. No, there's programs for that and whatnot. But my problem with Jackson County is they're letting murderers go free, you know, with the explanation of, you know, the witnesses are unavailable. That's the only answer they give to the family. You know, that's a, you know, load. You know, that was the jogger that was killed in Raytown, Harry Stone. You know, they have a lot of evidence against this guy, and yet they just turned him loose. And then you also got where my buddy's house was broken into, which Harry Stone's a family friend of mine. But then the another friend of mine, his house was burglarized by the kid across the street. His cousin saw the kid running from the house, identified the outfit he was wearing, that he was wearing a bulletproof vest, the socks he was wearing, you know, to a T, identified this kid. My buddy shows up. Him and his cousin are waiting there with the cops. When they bring the kid back to identify him, it is the exact same outfit. Then the prosecutor turns around, shows my buddy a picture and says, hey, your description doesn't match what this kid is wearing in this photo that we took. Well, yeah, it's not the same outfit. It's the same bulletproof vest, but you guys changed his pants. So what's going on here? You know, and it might sound conspiracy theory and whatnot, but my friend is totally legit, and there's no reason for him to make it up. Him and his cousin will stand there telling me the exact same scenario. So there's something hinky going on with Jackson County anyway, but, you know, they're trying to get everybody out of jail, you know, because it's of minor crimes because they're just overrun and they can't afford it.
Hey, Aaron, forgive me for paying attention to what you just said but not understanding. What are you saying?
I think that...
Put it in one sentence. Give me one sentence. Give me a synopsis of what you're trying to say.
I think Jackson County is letting petty crimes go, and they are, you know, failing to prosecute the heavier crimes. So it doesn't really matter.
And Aaron, I'll tell you this. Right. I hear your frustration. I understand your frustration. I will tell you this. The prosecutor's office will not, and I would argue should not, bring a case without sufficient evidence. There's a limited number of resources out there. They are going to bring the cases that they know we have the evidence to present this case. Until they have that evidence, I think it is a waste of resources just to try when you know going in we don't have any witnesses, because then what happens is the killer is acquitted because there is tons of reasonable doubt. You cannot go back and try them again if down the road a witness comes forward and says, okay, I'll tell you what happened.
Do you go after porch pirates?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Why?
Because that's my stuff.
I understand, but do you go after every shoplifter at the grocery store too? Caught on camera but not caught?
You know, some of them say, we prosecute every theft.
Okay.
Well, I hope you do.
Do you go after every bad check?
They probably don't. If it's a string of bad checks, maybe. There are also a ton of stories out there on the flip side of what that texter said, that cars will follow him. I had a listener on Twitter say, they follow me all the time and I'm UPS. Here's the flip side of that. There are some homeowners now thinking the Amazon delivery guy is a thief because they see somebody walking up to their house. They don't know what's going on. And I think it's because, Scott, they don't realize these cars are unmarked. I didn't realize. I guess it never occurred to me that you don't see cars around town that say Amazon delivery person on
them.
And there's a reason for that.
Yes, they don't want to be followed and killed.
They don't want to be followed and killed and stolen. But there are homeowners on the flip side of this, if you look this up, calling into police saying there's some suspicious person here. It's your Amazon delivery guy.
It's your Christmas gift. 576-7798. 576-7798. Hey, it's Scott Parks to talk to you about my friends over at KC Smile. You know, over the past 23 years, Dr. Ross Headley has done incredible transformations for people who were not happy. Let's be honest, embarrassed with their smiles. So picture yourself having a perfect smile at your upcoming class or family reunion, a wedding, a big date, photograph session with the grandchildren. Be a hero. Surprise a loved one with a new smile this holiday season. Truly a gift that would change someone's life. What sets Dr. Headley apart, he's the only accredited member of the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry in the entire state of Kansas. And your free consultation includes digital imaging. This will show you how your smile will look after the procedure. And the best part, it's completely pain-free. Most smile makeovers are completed in two appointments over a period of only 3 weeks. Schedule your free consultation today. Check out kcsmile.com. That's kcsmile.com.
Hey, you might be wondering, do the folks at Seal Once KC, will they still come out, do your floor, your patio, your deck, your driveway? Look, it's cold. I get it. Winter's here. Snow's out there. Absolutely, they will come to your home. They will still beautify all kinds of areas in your home. Think about your cracked and stained garage floor. We had one of those before they came out and put that permanent polymer decorative coating down. Think about your cracked and stained basement floor. Do not put carpet in that basement. If you have allergies, teenagers, pets, go with this coating. It looks amazing. We went with the dark brown chocolate leather look. It looks amazing, and it is so easy to keep clean. In fact, the next time you're at a bar or a restaurant, look down. A lot of these spaces are going to this coating because it looks so good and it's so easy to keep clean. So for my small business owners out there, Seal Once KC will come out and beautify your business floor. Commercial buildings can be done over the weekend. They do dealerships, reception areas, small or large businesses, again, basements and garages. They just finished a large commercial dog kennel area. It's a perfect thing if you are into breeding, that kind of thing. Have Seal Once KC come out. They will beautify all of those areas. They will give you a free estimate. Call 816-942-3927. 816-942-3927. Mention Dana told you to call. You're going to get that 20% discount. Seal it and forget it. Go to sealoncekc.com.
Coming up after the top of the hour, we will watch as Rod's veins pop out of his head. PETA has just announced the terms they think are equivalent to racist or sexist. Rod, don't cheat. Do not look online. A couple of sports-related stories of note. The XFL is back, held a press conference today. They announced where their eight teams will be located for the upcoming season. Among them, New York, New Jersey. They're playing in big stadiums, too.
Really?
Yes. They're going to play at the MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Rod,
How many games in a season?
I don't know, probably 16. They're going to start the week after the Super Bowl in 2020. Yeah, in 2020, so 2 years from now.
Okay.
Well, a year from now. Because they're going to start right after the Super Bowl in 2020. Rod, Globe Life Park in Arlington, Texas, which one is that? I'm not familiar with that one. Is that the old Cowboys Stadium?
No. In Arlington, Texas, there's the new Cowboys Stadium.
Right.
The old Cowboys Stadium is in Irving, Texas. There's also the what used to be the ballpark in Arlington.
Huh.
Anyway, Dallas gets a team. Houston has a team. Los Angeles gets a team. St. Louis is getting an XFL team.
Okay, now that doesn't surprise me.
No, that does surprise me. St. Louis hated their own football team if they weren't in the Super Bowl.
But they're probably thinking,
St. Louis spits on their own hockey team. This is the worst town in America.
Your hatred for St. Louis runs deeper than
I thought. It's the back door to the
East. Well, they did just come out this week and say that once again, it tops the list of the most dangerous cities in America.
Where does your hatred of St. Louis come from? Because you,
going there.
Washington.
Have you been?
Yes.
It's lovely land of death.
Your hatred for St. Louis is borderline unhealthy.
Probably.
It's pretty bad.
Washington, D.C. is also getting a team. Tampa Bay.
Do we really have, you know, there's only so many ways you can cut a pie in every city.
I'll tell you this.
Do you really have the fan base after the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Okay.
I will watch professional football as long as we just had this conversation yesterday. I get so excited about football season, I watch the Canadian Football League.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, hello, Argonauts.
Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Okay.
Remember when the CFL tried to expand into the States?
Yes.
Had a team in, was it Las Vegas?
I want to say that's right. Wasn't there one up, like in upstate New York, too?
Rochester
or something?
I think had a team or something, yeah. It's like, okay, simmer down, CFL, you're not all that. Yes, as soon as the Super Bowl is over, I will gladly await opening day for the XFL.
Okay.
I wish they'd bring the USFL back. I loved that when I was a kid. Also, EA Sports is dropping Kareem Hunt from Madden 19. He's out. When we get back, PETA.
He's not even going to be in a video game?
Nope. PETA is out with its list of phrases and words they think you should not be allowed to say. Comparing it to racism to say phrases like what we'll share with you in a moment. But first in the newsroom, here is Will Sterrett.
Happening now on KMBZ, flying home for the final time. More next.
Hey, call my guys at CM Mose and Son for heating, cooling, electric, and yes, your generator. If you call now, get that Generac home standby generator, you will get a free 7-year parts and labor warranty valued at more than $700. They're still doing that on all qualifying Generac generator units. And you know, we have power outages from time to time when the winter storms hit, certainly when the ice storms hit in Kansas City. If you don't want to be sitting in the dark, make sure your sump pump's working, your freezer food stays frozen. Call my guys at CM Mose and Son and have them get you a generator. And right now, you will still get that free 7-year parts and labor warranty valued at more than $700. Also, for all of your heating, cooling, and electric needs. They've been around 65 years without a day off here in Kansas City. They will come help you with those things too. 816-781-4707 is the number to call. 816-781-4707 or cmmoseandson.com. Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.